VolitionRx, a multinational epigenetics company revolutionizing cancer diagnosis with the development of simple, easy-to-use, cost-effective blood tests involving a range of cancers and other diseases. Volition's clinical trials in human health have shown promising results in detecting several cancer types, including colorectal, lung, and a variety of bloodborne cancers. VolitionRx. Web address, volition.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going into the imagination of Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. Bob published a book some years before, Pioneer, science fiction story, about a mystery, events, off-planet. However, a colleague, someone named Aaron Jenkin, who is a veteran producer of video games, has taken Bob's book and turned it into a video game that is now part of a Kickstarter campaign from March 8th underway until April 5th to look to raise money to produce the game to sell. And a mere $88,000, which seems in the world of inflation a minor achievement. However, the pioneerspacegame.com is where you can find details about the expectation. The book itself, Pioneer, is available as an ebook, and you can buy it directly from Bob's site, Behind the Black, or from Amazon if you prefer. Bob is here to give a précis of what you will find, not giving away the end, but what you will find is the challenge for the game and for the reader. Bob, good evening to you. There's something about a body. What about the body?
The story of Pioneer is based on the fact that it's an alien contact story, first alien contact. And the idea is that the story starts out with them finding the body of an astronaut that had disappeared 40 years earlier. And when he disappeared, he had been on an asteroid that was orbiting beyond Jupiter, orbiting the sun beyond Jupiter. And not only could they never find him, in fact, the asteroid itself vanished, but how did he get to Mars? That's where the body was. And with the body is evidence of an alien life form. And so that's the mystery, and the mystery is finding out how he got there, finding that asteroid, making contact with the aliens, and a number of other things as well. And they want to make this into a science fiction game, a good video game. I think it'll be great.
PioneerSpaceGame.com to look at the official website of the game. We go now to the occasion of orbit and making money. Orbit and making money. Those are the two combinations now that drive a deal of commercial space. This particular organization requires explication because it can be associated with a money loser. Bob, what is Virgin Orbit? What is its plan?
Virgin Orbit is the second small fat rocket company in operation behind Rocket Lab. It has already launched two satellites commercially successfully. It has just signed a deal with a Welsh company called SpaceForge to launch this year SpaceForge's first satellite. And so this is Virgin Orbit signing up another customer. It would be a launch from Cornwall, England. And that is interesting from a different point of view, because right now there are two spaceports being under construction in Scotland, one in the Shetlands and the other one in Sutherland. And they've been competing to see which would be the first to get their rockets off. But meanwhile, Cornwall has made a deal with SpaceForge, which has made a deal with Virgin Orbit, to use its 747 launched Launcher One rocket to put a satellite into orbit, taking off from Cornwall. So Cornwall might beat the other two spaceports, and it would give England three potential launch sites for rockets, for satellites. What makes this deal even more interesting is what SpaceForge wants to do, their business plan. Because they are not just putting up a satellite that would take pictures of the Earth or radar images or do weather work, you know, or communications. Their satellite is designed as a manufacturing platform which can be returned to Earth. And so they're selling it. If you want to build something, manufacture materials, test materials in space, their satellite will bring the material or the manufacturing operation into orbit. You do it in microgravity, and then that satellite will return to Earth, so you'll have your experimental tests or what you've manufactured for sale. And this first launch is going to test their Space Star Zero platform for this purpose. If they succeed, in a sense, they're grabbing a market that nobody else has tried to do anything with. SpaceX is the only company right now, only company in the West right now that has the capability of putting something on orbit and then returning it safely using a Dragon capsule. But they haven't focused at great length in selling that capability, which actually surprises me. But they haven't really. Not for unmanned tests or manufacturing. And this is what Space Force wants to do. So this is another one of those cottage industries that's developing, John, with the lowering of cost to get into orbit. And it's very cool.
And, Bob, in general, the United Kingdom looks to be welcoming to space entrepreneurs. We have those one or two spaceports, I get confused, in Scotland, one in the Shetlands, and now in Cornwall. So this looks to be a growing enterprise. Nothing overregulated like a certain state in the southern border.
Yeah, the United Kingdom about, probably a decade ago, made a decision to, and increasingly over the last 5 years, has made a decision to emulate my policy paper, Capitalism in Space. They are encouraging private enterprise competing in their nation, and they're encouraging space operations, and they have not had a launch. A satellite launch from the United Kingdom in more than a half a century, and that ended more than half a century ago because the government then decided to get out of space entirely. Well, they've now taken a different tack, that the government's not so much doing it, but they're doing everything they can to encourage private enterprise, and it really looks like it's going to go. It's going to work for them.
The UK is also moving effectively against Russia in the war on Ukraine. Now, what was the space-related exports to Russia? Is this dual technology? What was it, Bob?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that, you know, before this all occurred, everyone was trying to partner with everybody else, and Russia has the only product really that came out of the Soviet Union that anyone had any interest in buying from Russia was its aerospace industry. That was where they did quality work. And so there was some links to that. And so what the UK has now done is it has now announced it has banned all space-related exports to Russia. And the part of this that I found, and when they did this, they also expanded their sanctions on aviation links to Russia. But what struck me as the most interesting aspect of this was an export ban on what they call related services, and I'll quote, including insurance and reinsurance services. Quote, this means coverage is withdrawn on existing policies and UK insurers and reinsurers will be unable to pay claims in respect to existing policies in these sectors. Now, what this means is if you are a UK company that's going to launch anything on a Russian rocket, you are no longer going to be able to be insured on that. And that means you're risking your payload with no payment, you know, if something goes wrong. This basically means everybody's going to want to get out of Russia because they can't get any insurance from, at least from the UK, like Lloyd's of London cannot give any insurance. And since London is a major insurance business for the world, this is a big hit on Russia without question, John. And it once again suggests that Russia has made itself a pariah when it comes with this invasion of the Ukraine.
Russia has also set itself up to be a whipping boy or a target or a punchline to a Elon Musk a tweet or taunt. Musk is enjoying himself, Bob. Not only has he shipped Starlink receivers to Ukraine, not only is he talking about blocking the ability of bad actors in Russia to hack or to disrupt communication, but he's also taunting Russia routinely about that broomstick launch the other day. What else has he done, Bob?
Well, here's what happened. Dmitry Rogozin, head of Roscosmos, made this really stupid, one of his many bombastic tweets, something to the effect of, how is the U.S. going to launch anything on its American broomsticks? You know, they're going to be helpless without us. And so this week, SpaceX completed its 10th launch in 22, which means it's keeping pace with its predicted one launch a week. And when that launch occurred, the flight director at the moment of launch announced, this is in response to Rogozin, just before the launch, when they approved the launch, time to let the American broomstick fly and hear the sound of freedom. And then said, go for launch. And of course, the rocket launched and it was a success. And SpaceX now actually has 2,000 operating Starlink satellites in orbit. And this is just part of that whole thing. Russia claims we're going to suffer without them. But I actually think freedom and competition here, if allowed to function, will easily pick up the slack. And the only one that will be hurt will be Russia.
I like the broomstick idea, Bob. I think Rogozin should copyright this. It's terrific to call a rocket a broomstick. It fits in with Harry Potter. It fits in with our understanding of you know, the joy of flying with a witch. The whole idea, it resonates.
You know, he a few years ago, when we started to switch over to our own commercial companies to launch our cargo and passengers to ISS, he claimed, yeah, you're going to try to do without us? Why don't you try using a trampoline? That was another attempt by Rogozin to taunt us. And instead, Elon Musk, after flying astronauts to ISS, says, what do you think of our trampoline now, Rogozin? It's the same thing, you know.
The first witch I ever met was on Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the East. Remember how scary that was, Bob, when she came zipping into the – now Elon Musk enjoys it. Astra. What is Astra, Bob?
Well, Astra is another one of these small sat rocket companies. It is attempting to become the third operational rocket company after Rocket Lab and Virgin Orbit. And they had a launch failure in February 10th. It's only, a month ago. And so they've announced this week their completion of the investigation. And what they discovered was that there was an electrical wiring error where they switched two wires that caused the fairings on the upper stage to release improperly. And the reason those wiring harnesses were connected improperly was because the actual instruction diagrams were wrong. So they've now fixed all these problems, they say. They pinned down every issue was, and they fixed it. And what's most interesting to me is they made this announcement at the beginning of this week. And when they made the announcement, they said, we're going to launch on March 13th. So that meant they instantly, upon completing the investigation, they're ready to launch. So they now have a launch schedule for March 13th, this coming Sunday. And let's hope they succeed. If they do, it's once again a test launch. It's going to prove that they fixed everything. But that means they're not fooling around. They want to get right back in business, which is how a good commercial private company functions. And so it's encouraging for them. We'll see how that launch goes, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. When we come back, more space opportunities for states and countries and the world to take advantage of if they understand there's a lot of money coming in the next century for this. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.